Genesis 9, 5 and 6 says, "And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man." Many people have a distorted view of Jesus, but it's by their own choice that they do so, a little thing we call willful ignorance. Those folks reject the fact that the God of the Old Testament is Jesus, including his part in the Elohim revelation of God as us, which later is revealed as a Trinity, but also, as we have established in previous About Jesus devotionals, when God appears in visible form and communicates with men face to face, that is Jesus. So here we are reading in Genesis chapter 9, and God in visible form is blessing Noah and his sons face to face. So Jesus is laying down the Noahic covenant, as it is called, telling them in verse 1 to ignore the population bomb scare and to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. He repeats that in verse 7, and he's never rescinded that commandment, by the way. He also puts the animal rights people in their place, giving man dominion over the entire animal kingdom of beasts, birds, reptiles, and fish, and then tells them to eat every moving thing that they want to eat, and eat any green herb plant they desire. The only limit was blood, no eating of blood. And then Jesus does something that rebellious men have been fighting harder than ever in the past century. Jesus institutes capital punishment, the death penalty. In our text, we read in Genesis 9, 5, and 6, "And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, and at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man." Jesus says, "Will I require what? Your blood of your lives." Think of the implications of that. It was Jesus speaking to Cain back in Genesis 4:10, and he said, "What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground." There's something in the blood of man that sends out a message to God. Sound crazy? Well, so does a talking serpent or a talking donkey. So does the sun standing still or even moving backward. So does a virgin birth, resurrection, and rapture. But that's what the Bible teaches. And all of these scoffing and protest of skeptics and unbelievers is silenced by one word: God. I don't doubt any of the miracles in the Bible one bit. Why? God. And I don't doubt that blood can cry out from the ground, sending an SOS signal up to God. Only God knows all, so he immediately has all the information needed to act and to enact justice as he sees fit. Jesus says, "And surely your blood of your lives will I require." Jesus is the one calling for capital punishment. He says, "Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man." Who was the creator? We covered that question in the sixth About Jesus devotional and showed that the Father created all things by Jesus in the power of his Spirit. Jesus is the creator who made man in his own image. And if one man murders another man, then God says that to protect the sanctity of life, the murderer must be executed. Life for life, as the Lord will say in Exodus 21:23. People, even professing Christians, make arguments against God's commandment for capital punishment. And some will say that capital punishment is not a New Testament doctrine. But that's the basic truth found behind Romans 13, 1 and 4 in the New Testament. And ultimately, when Jesus returns, he is the executioner, as described in Revelation 19, 15. "And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God." The result will be a feast for the birds and fowls of the air, described in Revelation 19, 18, as they will clean up millions of dead bodies left behind after Jesus, the executioner, has smitten the nations.